Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny intervals and gentle breeze. Highs of 16, lows of 9. Tuesday, we can expect light rain, showers, and a gentle breeze. Highs of 14, lows of 8. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Highs of 13, lows of 7. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Highs of 14, lows of 9. And Friday, we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze. Highs of 14, lows of 10. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the Chief Executive of the Isle of Wight NHS Trust has this week insisted St Mary's Hospital staff do have the required equipment to protect themselves during the coronavirus pandemic. Maggie Oldham says that the Trust does not have huge stocks of personal protective equipment because the number of COVID-19 cases here are small compared to the rest of the country. However, she says that the deliveries of PPE have not been affected, and whenever extra supplies have been requested, staff have received them. She said, "PPE is probably the thing I am most vigilant about. We are following all the advice from the Department of Health and from Public Health England around the PPE and clothing that we are able to issue to staff." Meanwhile, an Isle of Wight teacher has joined the fight against coronavirus by manufacturing vital personal protective equipment for the island's community. Mr. Ivan Kirk, who teaches design technology at Cowes Enterprise College, has been using school facilities to make visors. The PPE will be used by Isle of Wight organisations during the COVID-19 pandemic. Cowes Enterprise College says initial orders have already come in following a series of tests. And finally, local charity Daisy Chains IW has launched a basic essential fund supporting families who have been financially affected by COVID-19. The charity aims to provide basic food and household items, parcels, baby parcels, or gas and electric top-ups to vulnerable families that are living in COVID-19 related poverty. Granting is open to not only children living with a disability or life-limiting condition, but to any island family with a child that is struggling to survive financially. Daisy Chains will be looking to prioritise the most vulnerable families, such as those who rely on a school meal to feed their children, families who have lost employment, and those who, without this support, will struggle to keep their heads above water. In addition, the charity will be looking to support those families with children that are having to isolate for 12 weeks due to illness or disability, are struggling for food and essentials. The grants will be to the value of £40 and will be offered by way of a basic food box or basic baby box. Morrisons in Lake are supporting the project. Daisy Chains will also consider topping up electric or gas meters if this is what the family needs, but this must be completed online. To apply for support, visit daisychainsiw.wixsite.com/daisychainsiw. That's it, I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Len Goodman, who's a TV show host. Number 2, Sam Fender, who's a rock singer. Number 3, William Roach, who's a soap opera actor. And finally, number 4, Sabian, who's a wrestler. I'll tell you their dates of birth in a little while. See how many you can guess. Bye for now!
Oh.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is liaise. It's a verb meaning to cooperate on a matter of mutual concern or to act as a link to assist communication between people or groups. It was originally a military term in the 1920s. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio with some events that happened on the past week in history. The 22nd of April 1970 marked the first ever Earth Day, a day that celebrates environmental protection. Created in reaction to a massive oil spill the previous year, Earth Day is when people focus on more on being environmentally friendly. On the 23rd of April 1661, Charles II became King of England. Charles was the first English monarch for 10 years, with the gap between Charles and his father Charles I being filled by Oliver Cromwell, a man who overthrew the British government and took the title of Lord Protector, a sort of Prime Minister. Charles came back from Europe, where he escaped after Oliver Cromwell took control and restored the British throne. The 23rd of April 1564 is the historically accepted birthday of famous playwright William Shakespeare. Nobody recorded the day Shakespeare was born, but the day he was baptised was recorded, which was April the 26th. It was the custom at the time Shakespeare was born to baptise babies 3 days after their birth. Shakespeare also died on April the 23rd, which can't have been a happy birthday for him. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia. And remember I told you about all these people who've had their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their dates of birth. Number 1, Len Goodman, who was born in 1944. Number 2, Sam Fender, who was born in 1994. Number 3, William Roach, who was born in 1932. And finally, Sabian, who was born in 1979. That's it for famous birthdays. I have some more for you next week. Bye for now!
In Isle of Wight news this week, Trading Standards have received reports from residents about unsolicited phone calls offering to sell face masks for £29. These are scams. These criminals are preying on all of our vulnerabilities at the minute and trying to scare us into parting with cash or bank details. If you receive a phone call like this, hang up straight away. Do not engage with the caller and never give bank or card details over the phone to strangers. Trading Standards have received a couple of scam warnings from astute residents. The first is allegedly from Apple. It looks very genuine and lists items that you have reportedly ordered. The instructions advise you to click on a link in the email to contact support or log into your Apple account using the link provided. This will be a phishing exercise to gain your information or even payment from you. The email address that it comes from, when checked, is not a valid Apple address. This is a scam. Do not click on any links, delete it straight away. The second purpose to come from TV licensing and is telling you that your TV license could not be automatically renewed, so you would need to set up a new direct debit via a link provided. This is a scam. Do not click on any links, delete it straight away. Additional facilities are being looked at by the Isle of Wight Council to provide extra mortuary facilities. It comes following transformation of part of Southampton Airport. New measures were announced last week for Hampshire, Southampton and Portsmouth to use an area of the airport as a temporary mortuary should the need arise, with separate arrangements sought after for the island. Now the Isle of Wight Council's Director of Public Health, Simon Bryant, has confirmed more space is being looked for at St Mary's Hospital in Newport and other areas on the island. Refrigerated shipping containers have already been stationed at the Isle of Wight Crematorium in Whippingham. Mr Bryant said local partner organisations across the wider Hampshire region and Isle of Wight are working closely together to ensure arrangements are in place to support communities during this difficult time. And finally, Home Safe Home is a new safety initiative created by Hampshire Fire and Rescue Service and the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service to help people stay safe while they're staying at home to save lives. The campaign covers all areas of home fire safety, and over the next few months, the fire service will share advice across their website and social media channels, giving members of the public top tips to protect their homes from fire. From checking homes are protected by adequate working smoke detectors, to cooking safely and ensuring electrical sockets aren't overloaded, Home Safe Home campaign advice and resources will cover everything people need to know. Group Manager for Community Safety at Hampshire Fire and Rescue Service, Glenn Bowyer, said, "We're proud that members of our community are following the government's advice to stay at home. Another way to keep your loved ones safe is to protect your home from fire." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott, so talk.
That's it for this week's Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.